This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. LPG carrier vessel Shivalik has reached Mundra port in Gujarat this evening. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that another Indian vessel carrying LPG, Nanda Devi, will arrive tomorrow. He added that an Indian-flagged vessel, Jagladki, which sailed from the UAE, is safely en route to India.
In the DG Shipping, we are keeping continuous watch on the situation. We are in touch with each vessel and its crew. The Indian flag vessel Jagladki, which sailed from UAE on 14th of March, is carrying about 81,000 of Murban crude oil, is safely en route to India and will be reaching tomorrow at Mundra port.
Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that crude oil is available in sufficient quantity and all refineries are operating at the highest capacity across the country. She added that petrol pumps are functioning normally and no dry outs are reported anywhere.
Our refineries are operating at full capacity and there is increase in the domestic production of LPG and now it is almost around 36% of what we were producing before 5th March.
Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said that around 550 Indian nationals in Iran have crossed into Armenia through the land border. He added that 90 Indian nationals from Iran have crossed over into Azerbaijan through the land border, and these movements were facilitated by the Indian embassy in Tehran.
These movements were facilitated by our embassy in Tehran. They helped them with visas as also with immigration formalities were required. In this group of 550 people, we also have 284 people who had gone to Iran on pilgrimage. These people are there right now in both these countries and would be returning in the next few days or so. Our embassy in Tehran over the last few days have also been able to relocate students who were outside Tehran to cities which are safer for them.
Joint Secretary Gulf at the Ministry of External Affairs, Aseem Mahajan, informed that since the 28th of last month, around 2,20,000 passengers from the region have returned to India. Counting of votes is underway for election to 11 Rajya Sabha seats in Bihar, Odisha and Haryana. Polling took place for 5 Rajya Sabha seats in Bihar, 4 seats in Odisha and 2 in Haryana. 26 candidates have already been elected unopposed to Rajya Sabha. The Election Commission had issued a notification last month for biennial polls for 37 Rajya Sabha seats in 10 states. The Election Commission issued a notification for the Assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry today. The schedule of Legislative Assembly elections in these states was announced yesterday, along with Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Voting in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on 4th of May. BJP today released its first list of candidates for the assembly polls in West Bengal and Keralam. In West Bengal, the party has fielded Leader of Opposition in the Assembly, Shubhendu Adhikari, from Nandigram and Bhavanipur. In Keralam, Union Minister George Kurian will contest from the Kanjirapalli seat, while party state president and former Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar will contest from Nemom. Another former Union Minister, V. Muralidharan, has been fielded from Karakutam constituency. The Rajya Sabha today took up discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2026. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill last week. The discussion remained inconclusive. The upper house will continue the discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2026 tomorrow. After completing today's business, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. And Sahitya Akademi has announced its annual Sahitya Akademi Awards for 2025 in 24 Indian languages today. The awardees include noted Hindi writer Mamta Kalia for her memoir, Jeete Ji Allahabad, and noted diplomat Navtej Sarna for his English novel, Crimson Spring. And that is the end of this news bulletin.